Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday presided over a ceremony to destroy more than 1,000 guns and other weapons seized over the years from the Basque separatist group ETA, which disbanded in 2018. A steamroller slowly drove over three rows of weapons laid out in the courtyard of Guardia Civil Barracks south of Madrid, watched by representatives of terrorism victims associations and law enforcement agencies which fought against the group. 90% of the nearly 1,400 weapons were seized from ETA between 1977 and 2005, and the remaining 10% belonged to Grapo, an armed far-left group which is no longer active. The weapons will now be melted down and transformed into a monument symbolising the end of ETA. Some associations of victims boycotted the ceremony, as did the main opposition Conservative Popular Party, which called the event propaganda. The Spanish government yesterday banned marches to celebrate International Women's Day on March the 8th in Madrid and proposed travel restrictions to prevent the Easter holiday sparking a resurgence of COVID-19 infections. Last year's marches, which were attended by tens of thousands and promoted heavily by the left-wing coalition government, stirred a bitter row over whether they were super-spreader events for coronavirus. Wary of celebrations in the run-up to Easter Sunday on April the 4th, causing a similar spike, the Health Ministry proposed banning travel between different regions and limiting social events to four people during Holy Week. The plan, which needs to be ratified by the 17 regions, will likely face opposition from some quarters, including Madrid, whose conservative regional leader, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, has said she would prefer to avoid any lockdowns. Spain's number of infections per 100,000 people, as measured over the last 2 weeks, has dropped sharply to an average of 153 cases, recovering from 900 in late January's record surge, triggered by loosened restrictions over Christmas. Spain will use European Union funds to create a public-private consortium with VW's Spanish unit SEAT and Iberdrola to build the country's first factory for electric car batteries, so the industry minister Reyes Moroto said yesterday. The consortium will be open to other members and will help begin local production of electric vehicles. SEAT has previously called such a factory essential in the push for domestic production of electric cars. And a Spanish drug lord, whose high-profile stunts have included appearing in a rap star's video, has now been released from jail after he posted 200,000 euros in bail money through crowdfunding. Better known as El Castana, or the Chestnut, Francisco Isca Tejon was released late Wednesday night after posting his bail money, money that authorities said had been collected over 3 days through a crowdfunding effort that tapped his network of family and friends in the port cities of Cadiz and Algeciras. He's been held since October 2018 when he turned himself in on drugs trafficking charges. Prosecutors suspect he's sitting on some 30 million euros in drug profits, and they also suspect the crowdfunding was a ruse. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.